Nothing has really changed, and that's the main most important thing. There's no new evidence or new data that is being released or even discussed. And what that means is that on the one hand, we have a phenomenon where there's been an increase, sort of baseline increase in brain cancers being diagnosed without a good explanation. And people have pointed to cell phone usage as something that might be a cause, but at the same token, there's never been any conclusive evidence that's been able to tie the two together.
I can understand one and one being two in this case, because it's like you can't explain why brain cancers are up, yet we got this little device that is transmitting goodness knows what through our gray matter every time we use a cell phone.
Well, it's true, except that the type of radiation emitted by cell phones is not ionizing radiation. It's not the thing that we would classically associate with causing tumors. The other thing to keep in mind is that the types of studies that people have looked at so far have all been very, very flawed methodologically. They look at things such as of people already diagnosed with a brain cancer, you know, polling them. Well, do you use a cell phone? And do you tend to use a cell phone on your right ear or left ear more or less of the time? It's completely non-scientific, and so there's no way to connect these dots. There are certainly lots of other environmental things that have changed in the last 30 years other than cell phone usage that could also count for this relative increase in brain cancers.
Is anybody studying this stuff? Cell phones, like, you know, put rats next to a cell phone that's on 24/7 and see if he gets brain cancer quicker?
Yeah, there people have looked at this, and cell phones, again, they're not ionizing radiation. This sort of falls into the same category of research that people have that comes to light time to time again of people living near electrical towers. And they claim that electrical magnetic radiations from power cables causes a cancer cluster, so it's called.
Right.
And that's never been proven. It's been looked at time and time again, and there's just no way, again, to connect the non-ionizing radiation emitted by a cell phone conclusively to a tumor induction. That's not to say that it isn't possible. Just because we don't know the link doesn't mean it doesn't exist. But the important thing for people that may be out there and may panic or tend to panic at hearing this kind of news is that really nothing's changed, and there's no evidence, no scientific evidence to connect the two at this time.
Now, you're a neurosurgeon. You're
correct.
Taking this information. Are you going to look at your cell phone a little bit differently, going, maybe I don't need to talk 30 minutes at a time on it?
No, I don't change my cell phone usage practice at all on the basis of this information. I think the bigger question for many years was whether or not cell phones cause benign tumors, particularly a tumor called acoustic neuroma. And that's also been pretty much debunked, or at least relegated to the same category of no conclusive evidence. I don't worry about it. I think maybe with children it might be something that you want to consider in terms of, I don't know if there's ever a good reason to give a child a cell phone anyway, but limiting their exposure might be a reasonable thing to do. But I don't think for adults it really makes a difference.